What is your favorite Lucio Fulci film? If your answer to the questions is, who is Lucio Fulci? Then this may not be the book for you. If, however, you've had the pleasure of watching some of the most gloriously gory and outrageously over-the-top horror movies Italy had to offer in its 1980s heyday, then you are in for an absolute treat with The Final Gate. St. Luke's Orphanage is home to dozens of young children, looked after by caretakers Mr. Weiser and Miss Myra. There is something else living at St. Luke's, though. Something that does not belong, in this world or the next. When Brandon takes it upon himself to rescue his younger brother from the orphanage, he'll find more than he bargained for within its walls. The orphanage is now home to a demonic presence, called forth by a mysterious group attempting to complete a ritual to bring unspeakable evil into our world, an evil that the residents of St. Luke's are falling victim to, one by one. For a novel inspired by such a visual filmmaker, The Final Gate is surprisingly successful at replicating the feeling of watching something like The Beyond or The House by the Cemetery. It's all too easy to picture what's been described by Southard and Magnum on the page, the characters sporting big hair and mullets and delivering their dialogue with some decidedly questionable dubbing. The book's biggest strength is how much the author's love of the material they are homaging shines through and how effectively it evokes that very specific mood and feeling as a result. You can also expect everything that you'd want from an 80s horror movie. Fast pacing, big action set pieces, creepy visuals and, perhaps most importantly, an abundance of gore so over the top, it makes The Beyond look like a Charlie Brown Halloween special. The Final Gate is all fun, all the time from page one right until the last blood-soaked page. This was a tough book to rate. It is such a perfectly crafted ode to Fulci that anyone with even a passing affection to his horror output will get a big kick out of The Final Gate. It perfectly captures the grindhouse aesthetic and the mix of sleaze and surrealism that made his movie so memorable. It's so good that you'll practically hear the atmospheric synth-heavy score as you're reading. It is such a good reproduction of the look and feel of a Fulci film, in fact, that some readers may be put off by the purposeful, loose narrative and broad dialogue that works so well as a Fulci-inspired novel, but may be jarring to the uninitiated. I'm going with 4 stars, with a caveat. Fulci fanatics can comfortably add another star to this rating, given it's as good as a fourth Gates of Hell entry 40 years in the making.